Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of Squeaky Clean News, Organic Cleaning Marin's podcast. Today's episode by Jaime Perez is, What is this uncluttering craze about? Pick up a newspaper or magazine or catch it on Netflix, How to Unclutter Our Lives. Almost everyone seems to have heard of Marie Kondo, author of The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up, The Japanese Art of Decluttering and Organizing. It sold over 8 million copies worldwide and spawned the creation of a Netflix series, Tidying Up with Marie Kondo. Her newest book, Spark Joy, is a continuation of the notion that getting rid of our many possessions will make us feel better. People often land in one of two camps after exploring Kondo's books. Some argue that her KonMari method is way too rigid. Others say it allows us to take a serious second look at our possessions and only choose to surround ourselves with things that give us pleasure or serve us well. If you want a detailed plan to lighten your life, you can try the KonMari method. Kondo recommends you start by tackling categories of items rather than rooms. But if you are less ambitious, you can take smaller steps. You can even go back to the old-fashioned way of tackling one room or one project at a time. Uncluttering can start small. First, clean your kitchen drawers. A rainy morning could be a good time to begin. You may want to pull out that messy junk drawer first, the one you always have trouble finding anything in. Whether you use a drawer organizer or not, it will be best to empty the drawer completely. You'd be amazed at how many crumbs and small little particles can hide in the bottom. Wipe the inside of the drawer thoroughly. Before returning anything to the drawer, you may want to consider a bit of Kondo's advice. While a tool may not give you joy, it may be valued for its usefulness. If you don't use it, you don't need it. Second, organize your pantry. We all lead busy lives. How many times have you grabbed a package of organic macaroni and cheese or a gluten-free organic cornbread mix off your pantry shelf only to find that it is past its best-if-used-by date? Pull out all those packages and check their dates. Toss the ones that are too old. Many of us like to buy in bulk and store items like rice, rolled oats, and a variety of flours in glass jars. It is a good idea to use labels on the jars with a date of purchase so the contents can be replaced if they get too old. Next, clean out your medicine cabinet. Various medicines and vitamin supplements, just like food items, are perishable in the sense that they lose their potency. The jury is still out about how much potency is lost or how ineffective drugs may become as a result. Most people don't want to chance it, and the beginning of the year is a good time for a fresh start. While we can't promise that you will feel lighter or more self-satisfied or even joyful if you start the year by getting rid of some of the things that you don't need or don't use, we do hope you will be simplifying your life a little. Please contact us today if you would like to simplify your life further by scheduling an organic house cleaning. Our professionals are here to help.